This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.417 San Diego. Gwen and Chris show. Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris Ello.
Paul's getting away from me.
That's right.
The percentages are going up in your favor and going down in my favor. What else is
there? What was the poll question again? Where was that at? Did you hand me the
question is, do you want to see Brad Hand traded? The choices are yes for the right price, wait until the All-Star break, or no way. And yes, for the right price is winning by a wider margin than before. That's all.
If you want to get your vote, you can go
get your vote.
Is that on Twitter right there?
Yeah, at 973TheFanSD.
There you go.
Get your vote in.
Or hey, we still want to hear from you as well. 833-288-0973.
Yeah,
it's time to bring on my other partner.
Yeah.
Although today, I'm sure he's happy that he doesn't have me there because that means Teddy's there. Mr. Ted Lightner.
He's going to miss you, though.
I'm sure
he will.
We spent a lot of time, though.
You carried him for 10 games. He knows that.
That's not true.
Jesse Agler joins us. Jesse, what's going on, brother?
Speaking of the devil, Teddy just walked in about 30 seconds ago, so I'm riding high right now.
Tell him hello. Yeah. I was up at, honestly, I was up early today, and the first thing I did was I posted a blog. Just like, welcome back, Uncle Teddy. I've been so taken by this whole situation, and obviously it turned out fantastic, Jesse. But and Ted has said that he was blown away by the response, and I'm assuming you to a certain extent have been as well.
I don't know that I'm blown away by it. I mean, look, I've only been here 4 or 5 years now, whatever it's been. But I think I have a pretty good understanding of what this guy is and what he means to this community. I wasn't surprised when I saw the outpouring. Yeah, I can understand him being a little bit surprised by it. I think also because, you know, he's a modest guy at the end of the day, and he really does just see him as somebody who sits up here and does the games and used to be on TV and did radio shows and all that. But Ted Lightner means an awful lot to this community, and it didn't take me long to figure that out when I got here. So I was not surprised by it, and it's one of those things that really warmed my heart, made me feel even prouder to be a member of this community. And like I said, like literally nothing else could happen today that would make me feel bad about June 19th, 2018. Like just being next to Ted again is enough to make my day, really, no matter what else happens the rest of today.
I mean, I wish I could be there today. I really do. But let's move to this big subject at hand.
You know my answer, right?
I know your answer, but I think it's important.
Are you setting me up?
I think it's important that everybody hears your answer. Chris and I have been going at it for almost half of the first segment, I think.
And I basically wiped the floor with him, so now he's bringing you in for help, evidently.
Hey, that's what friends are for.
That's right. So, Jesse, what do you think? If the Padres are given the opportunity, what do you do with Brad Hand?
Here it is. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter my opinion. We know. We're not guessing. We know how A.J. Preller thinks with this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's the one that matters because he's the one pulling the trigger and making the decision. And it's exactly what you said, Tony. This is what A.J. Preller does. If there is a deal to be made and there is an offer on the table where he thinks he's getting the proper amount of value for his asset, whether that asset is Brad Hand or anything else, he's going to do it.
Yep.
And if he doesn't think that that is the right value, he's not going to do it. He's not going to be forced into making a trade just because the industry thinks he should or thinks he's going to. We've seen this already. Everybody said, oh, they're going to trade Craig Kimbrell at the deadline. They're going to trade him in July. They're going to trade him in July. They didn't. And the industry freaked out. You know, all the pundits and the talking heads were losing their minds. How could they not trade Craig Kimbrell? And then in the winter, they did, and they turned him into some very important pieces, you know, one of whom starts regularly in center field for the Padres right now in Manuel Margot. So I think we know. We don't have to guess. We understand exactly how AJ thinks. If a team comes to him and says, we're going to offer you A, B, and C for Brad Hand or anybody else, and AJ thinks that's the proper value, then he will make that trade.
Game over.
I'm going to go home.
Show's over.
Yeah, I guess I'll just go home. You guys, you know, what can I tell you?
I don't think
what's your argument? I'd like to hear what your mindset, I guess.
Well, my mindset, honestly, Jesse, my mindset is that the Padres have a known piece in place,
yeah,
which is one of the best closers, if not the best in all of baseball. Uh-huh. And I expect the Padres to be a contender if it's not somehow this year or in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. So to me, there's a line that would have to be drawn. I mean, if I'm going to be offered a ridiculous amount, of course I'm going to listen. But I'm not actively seeking to move Brad Hand because I want him to stay a part of the Padres.
Well, that's my discussion. I don't know that they're actively seeking it. I don't think AJ is picking up the phone and calling the Red Sox and the Dodgers and whoever else and saying, hey, I've got Brad Hand. Do you want him? He's going to let his phone ring. And I think it will ring, and again, it's going to depend what is said on the other side. But you made a really good point. He is a known quantity. He is maybe the best closer in all of baseball. Because of all that, the price is going to be exorbitant.
Right.
You know, the price he's willing to accept is going to be really, really high. You know, there's not going to be some mini deal to be made here that involves Brad Hand. He's going to say, hey, you know who your top prospect is? Yeah, I agree. It is that guy, and we're going to need him and something else. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. So there's a very real possibility it doesn't happen because you know how most teams are, and I'll say the Red Sox might be an exception since we're talking about them. Most teams don't want to part with their top prospects just because they're their top prospects, and they feel like, you know, to the fans it looks bad and that kind of thing. But that's going to be what's involved here, you would figure, in most every case.
Jesse, I think where you and I differ from Chris is Chris, I believes the Padres are closer than where we might believe they are. And I think that changes the argument from his side, at least from his spectrum.
So you think they're a playoff team this year, maybe?
Well, they're going to be in fourth place by tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So that's a start. That's a start by tomorrow morning. And then by the end of the week, they're going to be in third place. So that's another start.
Do I think
that they're likely to be in the postseason this year? No. But I don't want to part with Brad Hand because if there's any chance of it happening, it's going to happen with him on the team.
You got to like Kirby Yates. You got to like Craig Stammen. You got to like Jose Castillo. And look, Brad Hand is better than all of those guys.
We like Kirby Yates so much, we had him on the show just a few minutes ago to argue the case. So, I mean, it's a complete blowout here. I mean, I'm getting run over from every angle.
I'm starting to feel a little bit bad. Like, this is kind of it's a little bit like Alabama and Louisiana Lafayette in the fourth quarter right now.
Oh, my God. Well, as I told Tony before, I've been in a lot of arguments, asked my wife, and I'm used to losing them. So it's not really, it's nothing all
you
that
you should go tweet something that's really going to rile people up now just to like have a further, you know, kind of defeat.
I had like 41% of the vote when we started discussing all of this. Now,
here's what you should go tweet. You should go just to really, you know, bury yourself for the day and kind of end it.
Okay.
You should go tweet that you think we should all be supporting the Chargers, like, really heavily. Like, just go full heel at this point, right? Be like, you know what? I've been thinking about this. The Spanoses deserve our love. And then we can just kind of move on.
I was going to say I could just wear a Charger jersey into work one day and have them posted on Instagram, but somebody already did that at this stage.
Yeah,
and it didn't work out too well.
If Chris was working by himself, I would be okay with that, but since I'm a part of this, I'm going to have to say, Chris, don't do that. Please don't do that.
He doesn't want to be associated with that.
You don't want the flag. That's fair.
I don't. So, hey, obviously, we've already talked about Ted coming back today. Well, I mean, tell us a little bit about how you think that's going to be tonight with Ted being back. Are you just going to concede the mic? Because he's going to have a lot to say tonight.
I believe he will, and he and I have not, you know, game planned this at all. We'll have a conversation at some point before we go on the air and talk about it. But he walked in right as I was getting ready to go on with you guys, so it was just a hug. And he's receiving visitors right now as if he's the Pope. Not that that's any kind of surprise whatsoever. I'm sitting over here in my little corner, you know, and it's like a line out the door and around the bend to get to Uncle Teddy, as you would expect.
Yeah.
Look. On any night, this is his show, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Tonight, obviously, even more so. It's a big deal. It is. This is not a minor thing This is a really big deal. I'm so thrilled to be here for it and just to kind of have a front row seat to it. And anything he wants, he gets, believe me.
Yeah, that's the way I used to work with him when I worked with him for 5 years. I just, anything he wanted, he got. In my blog today, I tell a story where I completely stepped all over one of his most important touchdown calls of a season. And to this day, I've never gotten over.
You keep apologizing to him.
Oh yeah, every single time. And I apologized in my blog today for it one more time. But it's fun to work with him. I think he is legendary status. And if we didn't know for sure before, we know for sure now. I would hope that it's not up to me, but I would think that the Padres might even have a little announcement or something in the between the first inning or something, just to welcome him back so that the fans can welcome him back. Or that may just happen on its own, Jesse. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I don't know of anything, but I would probably have been kept in the dark with that sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, I'm thinking right there along with you. I think that would be very lovely. I'm just, you can't wipe the smile off my face right now.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's
yeah.
good. Well, thank you for joining us,
Jesse. Before you go, Joey Lucchesi, what kind of news you got for us?
Joey Fuego, he'll make the start tomorrow. He's back from the hip injury, off the disabled list. The bullpen games are a thing of the past, at least for now. Obviously, that could change as time goes on if they become necessary again. But Lucchesi will be slotted into the rotation tomorrow. He will start the day game against Oakland. No great restrictions upon him or anything like that. They think, if he's effective, they can get 5 or 6 innings out of him. So that's obviously really, really good news.
Jesse, thank you for coming on again, brother.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks
Always
for
awesome.
Piling
Sorry,
on.
Chris.
I appreciated it. Yeah, it's okay.
Good
I
luck
deserve
tonight.
It, probably. I deserve it. Thanks, Jesse. Have fun tonight.
Thanks, man.
It'll be a night that he won't forget, and nor will a lot of people. You're right. You mentioned I kind of wish I was there tonight. This is like one of the nights I'm not doing the pregame show. I think Coach is coming in. And I almost wanted to trade with him so I
could
get back
so you
in
can
there.
Go to, so you can
and,
get
and,
in there.
And get part of it. I wanted to be part of this tonight. But it's good that Coach Sean Quintero will be doing the pregame. And I'll be listening and looking forward to leaning on everything that Ted says. And I won't talk over him once. That's the good thing, because I won't be on with him.
Padres take on the Oakland A's at 7:10 tonight. The pregame show will start at 6. Make sure you stay tuned after you finish listening to Chris and I. We're going to go to break. When we come back, what we got, Scraby?
Soren Petro from Kansas City. He's going to talk to us about Eric Hosmer and the void he left.
There it is. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr.
That's a good topic. I'm looking forward to that. Might be something that we can argue about. We'll see. I'm Chris Ello.
This is the Gwynn and Chris Show.
This is your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.